Now, we are learning the book Ganei Shalom by Rav Shalom Auer Schlitter. We are in the Hebrew version. We've been learning some Zohar, Baruch Hashem, on this holy day of Zot Hanukkah, the eighth day of Hanukkah. We're learning Zohar. So we started yesterday learning about the Pasukim, talking about Yaakov when he came to that place where he lay down, which was put these stones under his head and had the dream. So there, the Rav Arish explaining that the Zohar explains that there's a hidden meaning, Kabbalistic meaning of what's going on. And there it's also talking about the relationship between a man and a woman. So we said, so we're on page 114. V'atamari chazoa b'teo divrei ha'shevach v'hamach ma'ot shetzarech ha'ba l'daber l'mishto. And now the Zohar explains how a man should praise and compliment his wife. In the Zohar explains as follows. Tachaze makativcha. Come and see what is written over here. Vayomer Adam zot hapa'am. Meaning, ha besimu demilin, elu hem diboim aroivim shama adam. These are the words at which a husband needs to speak to his wife. I'm reading the Aramaic, even though it's difficult, because it's always good to hear words of Zohar. It does a lot of good for the neshama just to hear the words. La'am shecha ima chavivuta la'am shecha la le'ute. Kedei la'am shechitach, in order to draw down to her chavivut, friendship, u'la'am shechota le'utzono, and to draw into her desire, consent. Litara ima rachimuta, to waken in her love. Chame kama basimin inun milin. Come and see. How a person needs to speak to his wife. Kama milei derechimuta inun. How many words of love there is, there is in what Adam HaRishon said to Chava. At etzem me'atzami u'basam is basri. Right, when Adam said to Chava, you are the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh. Right, so commenting on that, the Zohar is teaching us. He says to her, how could I ever leave you or be unhappy with you, since the light which shines in you is a bone of my bone, is part of me. It's me. Begin la chazala di inun chad, kedei la'or la sheyish la lahem bechina miyachedet otam. In order to show her that she has something very special. La'it pi peyuda einehu bekola. And there was nothing between them. There's not any separation whatsoever between them. In order to show her that she herself is special, and that there's no separation between the two of them. So what's he saying? He's saying that when Adam HaRishon said to Chava, you are bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, he's telling her two things. He's telling her, on the one hand, you're unique and you're special. You're your own person. But also that you're connected to me and there's no separation between us. That's the essence of the closeness that Adam HaRishon is telling his wife. Hashta Shari Leshabtala. Now, Ahashamala, after he's told her these words of affection, it's Kulam Ashafa, he starts to praise her. Va'amra lezot yikara isha. When it says in this, he called woman, right? It's kaven loma, which means dahi dala yishtakach kavte zohi isha shelo timsa acheret dumata. This is a woman, this woman, that there is not, you will not find like it another one. Right? He called his wife Isha, meaning she's the only Isha. When it says, and he called the woman Isha, it means that she was the only one, like Isha. Now, she was the only one, but Kina to teach us, right, we can learn from all of the words of Adam to Chava, that there's no one else, there's only one woman in the world, maybe, just like there was for Adam.
Before you give the names to the animals, or
this was afterwards.
No, you gave before.
Before he gave the names.
The names to the animals.
And then?
And it was, first he was alone.
Yeah.
So he threw something alone. So then Hashem did it alone. No, he said it.
So, okay.
Connection, he was looking, everybody was had a couple.
Yeah. Nachon, that's why he said. Like, right.
So now we have his.
It has his right. Yeah. All right. That's what we say in Sheva Brachot. One of the Sheva Brachot is I can't remember the whole Sheva Brachot, but to be Gan Eden Kekedem, to be in like Gan Eden, like it was. Why? Because in Gan Eden there's only one woman. And there's no competition. There's one man. That's ideal to be with your wife, like it was in Gan Eden. Not because Gan Eden was so wonderful, but because in Gan Eden there was no one else, it was just you two. Dahi Yikara Deveta, the Zohar Sit continues and says, this one, meaning he said to her, the Kavod Habayit Shali, you are the honor of my home. Kulhon Nashin Gavak Kofa Bifnei Bnei Nasha. The Zohar says that Adam Harishon said to his wife, all women are like monkeys compared to you. Oh, well, he said, all women and are like monkeys compared to a man. All other women. Not that there were any other women. But presumably he knew they would be there, they knew they would be. And he said, any other woman's like a monkey compared to a man. Not sure you can say that to your wife nowadays without coming out correctly. My dearest wife, all other women are like monkeys compared to you. I have to think of a modern day equivalent.
You lose something in translation.
Yeah.
But wasn't there, was it Lilith?
What about her?
Well,
did she exist? She was a spiritual entity. Well, depends. Depends on how you understand it. So, yeah, you could say that here. That's why he was saying it. Aval lazot yikareisha, lazot. But this one he called woman. This one, meaning chava, yikareisha, he called a woman. Lefisha he, according to the fact, shlimu dukola. Ha'isha ha-mushlemet ha-olamateha yoteh mikolam. Because this woman was more complete. Sorry, ha-mushlemet was complete in her levels more than anyone else. Bezot v'lo la'achara. Ki rak la ra'ui likro isha v'lo li'isha zara. Shehi b'chinat lilit. There you go. Exactly, because only she was appropriate to call a woman, and not a strange woman, a foreign woman, which is the aspect of the L word that we don't normally say.
It's like men's only man, man is man. For example, a half man, a half.
Yeah.
Woman is only when she was standing in the football.
A woman it doesn't need a man. A woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle or something like that.
But
a
man can call
a
woman.
A man can
call
a woman. Well,
because woman, what is woman? It means
comes from the word ish.
Ish.
Ish with a hay on the end, right? And the man with the godly aspect. The hay represents Hashem. So she's the.
So we are now complete. Now.
Yeah.
We can for you.
Nachon.
Yeah. Now you can call a woman because now she.
She completes him.
Now you can start to live.
Mm-hmm.
So he fits his own. Now she's a woman.
Uh-huh.
So she did not do the job. You can fix his own.
Right.
Now you can fix his own.
Okay.
Maybe woman causes a hell of that. To help you.
Okay. Kulo hu milei rechimuta. Kol elehem divrei ahava v'chiba. All of these words are words of love and affection. She'amar Adam l'ishto. That Adam HaRishon said to his wife. Kama da'at amar. Moshe mubo. Like it's brought. She'ben kol hashvachim she'aish omer l'ishto. De'lo sifla ahava v'chiba. Amongst all the praise that a man says to his wife in order to increase upon her love and affection, Katuv Mishlei, it's written in Mishlei, in Proverbs, Rabot Banot Asu Chayil Bi'at Alit Al Kulana. We all know from Mishat Chayil, right? Many women did great things, but you are above all of them. Haresha Ayidesha Omela, when he says this, Sheish Lamalot Yotemi Kolan Hashim, that he tells his wife that she's above all of the women, Humasif La Avav Chiba. He adds on to her love and affection. That's the end of the Zohar. All that came from the Zohar. So the Zohar over there, let's just sum up what we're saying. The Zohar over there is saying that the Torah teaches us the correct way that a man should compliment and give affection and praise to his wife. And that's seen out in two different places. Firstly with Yaakov, when he lay down, and the appropriate way of laying down being an analogy for laying down with your wife. And the other one is Adam and Chava, how Adam spoke to Chava, and what was implicit, what can learn out from those words. Kol elu hadavrim ne'amru bishvil lamedet b'nei Adam mahi hanahaga nachona im neshoteihem. All of these words are given in order for a person to learn how to act correctly with his wife. And everyone should learn kal v'chomer, all the more so. She'im Adam HaRishon shelo hayu l'ishto shum mitacharot al avato. All the more so we should learn for us that if we say this about Adam HaRishon, whose wife had no competition for his affection, hikpid lahachmila, she was particular, he was particular to compliment her, v'lomala b'feirush, and to tell her explicitly, she ain't kamocha bo'olam, that there was no one else like her in the world, kriyatse bazele shanot, and things like that. Kamat sarich kol adam, how much more so a person needs, lishtadel lach mi lishto, to try to compliment his wife. L'shaber chota, to praise her, latet la et hargasha, to give her the feeling, shehi hayafa biyoter be'inav, she's the most beautiful thing in his eyes. Hatiferet shalabayit, the beauty of the house. Shleimot hanashim, the complete woman, etc. Umamash ishtamesh bo'otam l'nashot. And really, to make use of those same words, that same language that we just learned. Shekol hanashim, he says, shekol hanashim kukof b'fnei adam b'fneha. All other women are like a monkey compared to you. He says, all right, to use those words. Maybe they have some special meaning that a woman understands and we don't.
So I was in the situation in Noah and Yaakov. Yaakov has two wives.
Okay.
They are in love.
Okay.
And when they are becoming synthesis, right? First line of the word, but she said, now she starts to love. Now Yaakov will love me there. So this is like the situation that Yaakov did not to suffer. Leah did not to do it.
Nahon, well, Leah knew that the Rachel was the one that he wanted to marry, that he was that she was the main wife, and that Yosef came out of, and that Yosef was the. So she knew that. She hoped, like any wife would hope, to be the number one in the eyes of her husband, even though she was Leah Imenu, and even though that was Yaakov, and he gave her everything. And she had everything, and she had Ruach HaKodesh, and she was on the Imaot. She still wanted to be first in his eyes, even above her sister. You know, you see from what you just said, the explanation of the passage there. See how important it is for a wife, even if they're one of the Imaot, she still wants to be first in the eyes of her husband. And she's got no bad will, and no jealousy, and no nothing, only goodness, and she still needs. Kavachomer, our wives, how much they're holding on to that idea that they need to be loved by us. That's a good point. Chazal chivu et abal mechabet et ishto. Our sages obligated a husband to honor his wife. V'hit chayavut gemura, with a complete obligation. Shehu chotem aleha b'ketuba, which is sealed in the ketuba. Hem lo hitnu et kavodisha b'shum devar. They did not depend this honor on anything. Right? It's not dependent on anything. It's a given. It's not a transaction. I have to give you honor, but only if you make my breakfast. Right? No, it's not dependent on anything. Lo behitna haguta v'lo b'maseva. Not on her behavior and not on her actions. Elazel chiyuv gamor. Rather, it's a complete obligation. She'amayed b'kayam, lo shinui, that stands and exists without any change. Yemai shia, no matter what happens. She's treating you really terribly. She's acting like the devil. She's not making you food. She's burning your toast. Whatever it is that she's doing that you don't like. She's, I don't know, plucking her eyebrows in the sink. Whatever it is that, right? Even still, you still have to honor her. And like we see with the example from the Gemara of Rabbi Chia, whose wife was causing him to suffer very much. And despite that, any time he would find in the shuk a scarf, a nice scarf, or some other gift, he would buy it for her. When he came home, he would give it to her. Right? Always looking for a way to give honor, respect, and love to his wife, even if she was, and even though Rabbi Chia said his wife was really causing him suffering. Shalotor Rabbi, they asked him, does she not cause you to suffer continuously? Rabbi Chia said to him, it's enough that she raises our children and she saves me from sinning. Right? Even she's not treating me nice. It's not the point. It doesn't matter. From here we learn that giving respect to a wife is not dependent on anything. And this is what the Rambam brings in the Halakha. And he says as follows, and so the Chachamim commanded that a husband needs to respect, to give honor to his wife, Yoter migufo, more than to himself. V'ahava kegufo, but he should love her like he loves himself. Should love your wife like the amount that you love yourself. But you should give more honor to her than you give to yourself. And if he has money, he should increase his kindness to her according to his money. You should not place on her fear. His words to her should be benachat, should be his words to her should be with comfort, and not cause her to be sad or upset. That's the halacha of the Rambam. And the next halacha he brings following that halacha, he writes as follows: and so too the hachamim commanded to a wife that she should respect her husband, etc. But you should know that the commandment for the wife is not the same as the commandment for the husband. Why? Because we don't see anywhere that the wife signs an agreement to respect her husband. Right? If that was the intention, then she would have also had to do that in a ketubah, and she doesn't. Rather, we should say that it's certain that the respect, the kavod, the honor that a wife has for her husband is simply a result. And only when a husband performs his obligations towards Shemayim and towards his wife, as mimele ishto tegaber oto, then his wife is automatically going to respect him. And the Rambam here that we learned before is speaking in a straight way, because certainly this is the practice and the correct way, the straight way, that a wife should respect her husband. A vow, but sheyidrosh ba'al yachas shel kavod, or sheyezachut lachach zehu pagam gadol. But if the husband requires this from her, or forces her to give him respect, then this is a big pagam. Only from her will.
Is she doing that by under the chuppah by circling him seven times?
No,
she's
creating worlds and doing hugely. she's not signing on anything.
No, that's in a way. That's a way of making a contract, signing something, signing that she's going to make her
payment. By walking around seven times.
She's going to make him the center of his life.
Hashkafically, but not legally. There's no fixed price. There's no obligation. It's a nice thing.